Hey everyone, I'm Leah Jacobson, and if you use essential oils, you've come to the right place. As a certified clinical aromatherapist with over a decade of experience, I'll be guiding you with practical information without learning complicated chemistry. This will ensure that you and your family stay safe while enjoying the benefits of essential oils. Enjoy season 4 of the podcast as we read through my latest book, Using Essential Oils Safely. Now let's get started. Contrary to what you may have heard, essential oils don't last forever. And I don't mean because you use them too fast. You may have been told essential oils never expire to justify a high price tag. The truth is, essential oils do have a shelf life regardless of the brand. Because essential oils are volatile, they have the potential to oxidize. Chemically speaking, volatile substances like essential oils evaporate. This is why we can smell them and how they work. Essential oils are made up of a variety of constituents or chemical compounds, which collectively make what we call an essential oil. The lighter constituents, often referred to as top notes, are most volatile and will evaporate first. The heavier constituents will be the last ones to go. These top notes are often the ones more gentle for the skin, and when they leave the bottle, the risk for that essential oil to cause redness, irritation, and sensitization increases. Did you know essential oils can oxidize? Leave your question or comment on our podcast page and let me know what you learned today. You can visit that page by going to leahjacobson.com/podcast, and your question may be answered on a future episode. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcast. To get a signed copy of my book or to access the course, which contains even more information, jump on over to my website, leahjacobson.com/book/course, for those resources.